Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Okay, I am so excited for today's segment of Fancy New Band. It's going to be a good one. I have the lovely Bex, aka Rebecca Massey, in the studio with me. Kia ora, Bex.
Kia ora, Rosetta. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, well, thanks for coming up. It's going to be great. You're going to play a few songs for us. You've got Caleb Wong, aka Wongy, in the studio with us. Going to play some guitar and some keys. It's going to be lovely.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about your sound and, the kind of music that you make?
Well, I would say it's probably indie pop. Caleb and I make it all in our bedroom, but it isn't like bedroom production. It's like quite high quality. Not to toot my own horn, but yeah.
No, you do a pretty good job. I often hear your mixes and I'm like, what? This was made like in the bedroom of our flat? How's that happen? That's crazy. So how long have you guys been collaborating together for?
I would say it's getting to a year now. I think we started writing Clearly, which is our first song we're going to play, like last year in May, so it would be like a year. Yeah, and it's been fantastic and so nice to have someone support me and my musical ideas in such a loving environment, which is great.
Yeah, cool. And so like the writing process, obviously like you do the kind of lyrics and stuff, is that like quite a collaboration from the very beginning in terms of like the arrangement of everything, or is it like you kind of start with ideas and then bring Caleb in as a producer, or what's that process look like?
So far a lot of our songs have been Caleb creates like a chord loop or something, and then I'll top line over it, add some lyrics, and then we'll go from there. I don't really critique his chord writing as much as he critiques my lyrics, because he's like so invested in the music, and it's really great to have someone invested in your art as well as yourself.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so this first song you're going to play for us is Clearly.
Yes. Yeah.
Epic. Shall we take it away?
Yeah.
Child yesterday, might still be one today, I'm not sure. I'm definitely older, always think I'm wisest till I grow taller, and I look down on myself. Act a fool, kid yourself, kick the leaves on the pavement, pretend that you're someone else, feel a sense of displacement when you wake from the haze of someone else's mind. And look through your round eyes, try to catch your breath so you can force a smile. Now you can see clearly, look through your own eyes, don't rush what is next, life will come with time. Now you can see clearly, I still get lost finding my way home, still get lost finding myself, still call my mom when I'm crying, always asking her for help. If the answers lived in others, I'd push everyone away and continue making the same mistakes. Act a fool, kid yourself, kick the leaves on the pavement, pretend that you're someone else, feel a sense of displacement when you wake from the haze of someone else's mind. Look through your own eyes, try to catch your breath so you can force a smile. Now you can see clearly, look through your own eyes, don't rush what is next, life will come with time. Now you can see clearly, I still get lost finding my way home, still get lost finding myself, still call my mom when I'm crying, always asking her for some help. Still get lost finding my way home, still get lost finding myself. Now you can see clearly, look through your own eyes.
very nice. Oh my gosh. Okay. For everyone that's listening, just so you're aware, there's actually only two people in the studio now, and there was a very smooth transition between keys and guitar from Caleb. So, yeah, very
very impressive. Multi-talented. Yeah, it's great.
Awesome. Cool. Tell me a little bit about what that song's about.
I wrote it about growing up and trying to find your way again as your own person and, you know, pretending to be other people. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I feel like your sound has a very, like, coming of age kind of element
Definitely.
To it, like with the songwriting, but also just with the kind of genre and yeah, that sound. Awesome. So tell me a little bit about like your kind of journey in music so far and like where you're kind of going and how it's all like evolved. I know we talked a little bit about your collaboration process with Caleb, but yeah, what kind of stuff have you been doing before that? And yeah, what's the journey?
Yeah, so I've always loved music, you know, obviously started piano playing like lessons really young, like everyone else did. But in high school, I was like, oh, songwriting, like that's really cool and quirky and no one has ever done that before. So I loved it. And I was in musicals and choirs and I couldn't get enough of singing. And then came to uni and was like, oh my gosh, I have to make big girl decisions about being an artist and put on my own gigs. And yeah, it's been really hard. I thought I had to do it all myself. And collaborating is like the way to go, guys. It's yeah, so much easier. And yeah.
Yeah, totally. I feel like a lot of artists that I talk to, it's kind of that shift between like, once you start playing in a band or once you start having those collaborators or working with a producer, it's like, why would I do anything else? Because there's so many talented people out there, you know? Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so this next song you're going to play for us, what's it called?
It's called It's Always Me. It's another identity crisis kind of thing.
I love this song so much. You sent a demo to me the other day and I was just like crying. I'm so excited. Okay, take it away for us.
Way too busy. I'd much rather we talk it out. Lately I'm overthinking. I run the words over my tongue and hope I'll never taste them again. Last night I had this dream. I'm not doubting you, it's myself, and it always will be. Your mouth is hardly moving. My heart is speeding up, and my gut fills up with longing for an end. And last night I had this dream, and you were in it. Don't want to ask you what it means, don't want you to be offended. Last night it got me. Myself and it always will be. I must admit it's me. It always will be the quiet conflict. It's me. Last night I had this dream, and you last night it got me wondering. I detested not doubting you, it's myself, and it always will be.
Oh my gosh, so stunning. If anyone's at home crying, by the way, you're listening to Bex on Fancy New Band, and Caleb is playing the keys and was playing a bit of gat, and it's just sounding so, so lovely.
Thank you so much.
That's all good. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect from you over the next wee while. Gigs, music.
Yes. So I have clearly the first song we listened to, sending that off to the distribution labels, so that'll be coming out in the next couple of months. Mm-hmm. And with that release, I think I have a couple gigs. I'm planning to do one in July and maybe August.
Okay.
So yeah, that's the short-term future, and always writing songs. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's
That's the way. And then obviously it's just two of you in here today, but can we expect more kind of full band arrangements, or is that intimate kind of vibe something that you're going for?
Yes. Well, I would love to do a full band gig because I haven't done that yet, and that's like bucket list, like tick. I really want to achieve that. And we write a lot of our songs, like we produce them as we write them.
Mm.
So it'd be really nice to like hear that full band arrangement with them.
Yeah.
But like a lot of our songs are quite intimate as well. So I think we'll do a bit of both. Yeah.
Doing the whole like producing as you write thing is quite a unique way of doing it. Like I feel like a lot of singer-songwriters that I know kind of start just on the piano or just on a guitar, and then we'll take it to a band or to a producer. Do you feel like when you write songs now, because of that process, you kind of immediately have a vision for like the overall vibe, or does it kind of just come as you go?
Oh, definitely. I used to write songs and kind of just like, oh, we'll see where it goes. But this one, I'm like, I want it to get big here, and I've got this shape in mind, and I want to add these cool glitchy sounds. And it's like, and he's so good at like just I say something and he just does it straight away, and it's like this, and the vision comes a lot earlier. So we could work on like a verse and chorus and kind of like roughly produce it out, and we know where the whole song needs to go, rather than like you kind of write the song and you're stuck and you're like, oh, I don't really know how this could sound. So yeah, it's really, really helpful. Yeah.
Cool. What a like epic collaborating team, the two of you. Cool. Tell us a little bit about, just before we play our last song, tell me and our listeners where they can find you on socials and stuff.
Yes, Bex Music NZ, all together, B-E-X Music NZ on TikTok and Instagram, and then Spotify is just capital B-E-X.
Epic. So cool. What's the last song you're going to play for us today?
We're going to be playing, it's called Right Now. It's a draft we're kind of working on.
Oh, love that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Sneak peek, everybody. This is like, is this like the first time this has been performed?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How exciting. Okay, cool. Let's hear it.
My sense of direction is a little blurry, and there's only one person who I want to hold me. You're my saving grace. You're my safe place. So right now, you're all I need. Right now, you're exactly what I seek. Faces lit by firelight. Nothing has ever felt so right. And I don't know where I'm going, but I know where I wanna be. Oh, I don't know where I'm going, but I know where I wanna be. Can I please call you my home? 'Cause you're where my heart is, and you're the closest I know to me being selfless. You're my one and only. Sometimes feel you were made just for me. So right now, You're all I need. Right now, you're exactly what I see. Faces lit by firelight. Nothing has ever felt so right. And I don't know where I'm going, but I know where I wanna be.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Bex, for joining us in the studio for Fancy New Band.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been awesome.
So cool. Everybody, go and look up Bex. She's the next big thing, I'm telling you.
That was a Fancy New Band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.